Two for one, Doc. Let's get in, get us, get out. Let's go have some ice cream.
Are you watching The Gentleman on Netflix?
Wait, hold on. Did you want to continue with the colonoscopy conversation? Because we can.
I know. We'll talk about that off air.
Okay. Because I turned 40 in June, and it's inevitable. And do we want to make some analogy towards UConn giving everyone, Purdue giving everyone?
I'm going to say San Diego State's bench is ass.
Okay, we can start with that. That hat is fire, though.
Thank you. We're an Aztec household. J-Mo's an Aztec. Yeah. So I'm taking on her school because my school never gets the dirt of it.
I was going to wear my Royals hat and say the same thing about this Major League season. Just in
Louisville. Hey, happy opening day.
Happy opening day. I had an argument. I need you. And your baseball knowledge, your baseball prowess to settle this. Rob Manfred, why have we not come to a – we need all games to start at – let's go with 4 Eastern.
Okay. I like
that. And this. All at the same time, actually. One Eastern, 4 Pacific. Would that be right? No.
Yeah. One Pacific, right? 4 Eastern.
One Pacific, 4 Eastern. With one game, kind of a feature game of the opening night against you pick, and that's like the 7 o'clock, or say 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific.
Is this every game or just opening day?
Just opening day. Like they all start at the same time. Can we get that? Is that
no? I like games all day. It's their version of the NCAA tournament, right? You got action all day long. TBS, TNT, all into the night. ESPN2.
That's fair. That's very fair. But we're not here to talk baseball, are we? How's your bracket?
No. I actually haven't looked.
No looker, huh? It's either that bad or it's all relative, though, Kaywin. You can feel like you have relative. A bad proxy. It's all relative to whatever group you're playing in.
The reason why I haven't looked is because tonight and tomorrow will make or break my bracket. So I've got 3 brackets. One of them's Baylor winning it. I don't need to check that because it's fool's gold, even if I'm in the lead. I've got UConn winning one. UConn versus Creighton. So a lot will be determined this weekend to see if I'm in a position to win. And then in my 3rd bracket, I felt so bad about talking about Purdue, and there's so much Purdue hate. I actually picked Purdue over Arizona. So this weekend is going to be very big. This second half in LA at Staples Center, if the Cats don't come back, my 3rd bracket's done.
I commend you for picking Purdue. I thought about this today. Wasn't it the year after Duke got bumped in the first round that they came back to win the championship? Am I right on that?
You're right. It was an ACC school, but it was UVA. It was Virginia.
UVA. Okay. So there's been that theory has been precedent. Like you get knocked out as a number one seed. You retain mainly all your players, what they have. Zach Edey's back better than last year. I think people slept on Purdue. Actually, let me.
So it was 2018. UVA got bounced by UMBC. 2019, they won it all. So I was kind of factoring that in into my Purdue pick. They have the experience. They have the most dominant player in the NCAA. And if you don't have the right personnel to go up against them, say what you want about Purdue basketball, but if you can't stop E and force them to do something different, you're not going to beat them.
So was it 07, 08 Florida back-to-back? I agree with you on Purdue. And their coaches. Painter's a solid coach. It's just, it seems like he couldn't coach in the tournament until this year, potentially. 07, 08 seasons for the Gators. This would be 23, 24, 15 years.
You're calling your shot. UConn back to back. You're calling your shot.
Well, no, I'm playing into the idea that, like, if things, history repeats itself, is my theory.
This is why UConn has a good shot. This is probably the most I've watched them wire to wire. Alex Caravan, who could be their fifth starter, their fifth best scorer, is a lights out 3-point shooter and is really good. And he's their fifth option. They are loaded. Steven Castle, Caravan, Cam Spencer might be the best 3-point shooter in the country. Tristan Newton, first team All American point guard. Actually, listen to this. This is what I found out. I don't think they've announced the All American team yet, but every single member potentially in your first team All American team for college basketball is in the tournament as of today. Tristan Newton, UConn. You have Zach Edey from Purdue. You've got Dalton Connect from Tennessee. You've got Jamal Shedd from Houston. And who is my fifth guy? How come I can't think? I mean, potentially you could go Tyler Colbert from Marquette.
Okay, so that's another.
All the stars are here. That's what I'm saying. All the stars are here.
So you're adding to a qualifying to have an All-American, first team All-American.
I'm saying
theory. That's a good theory. Copyright that. You could go on at least 7 to 8 shows with that theory. Break it down.
Okay.
Don't connects look good. That's going to be a good game. I think that's the last game of the weekend and probably the best game of the weekend in terms of matchup, in my opinion. Creighton, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. I also like Zags Purdue.
But it's Zags
for that game.
9 straight Sweet 16s. And this is their, like, least touted team of the last decade, I would say, in terms of talent, NBA talent, in terms of, I mean, Nembhard's kind of, he transferred from Creighton to Gonzaga, and that's kind of a story in and of itself. So Few's been quiet, you know, Few's been really quiet as of this team, and that's, a lot of people wondered what they'd be as, you know, one of their top recruiters goes to Arizona, and do I see 12 straight Sweet 16s? Probably not. Like, I think 13 is the most done by the Blue Devils in the Coach K area. But Billis had an article on them and said, like, there's nothing more to be said about the program.
Yeah.
And as a Gonzaga basketball summer camp alum who went 5 times, the only guy in my high school to go 5 times, I went twice in one summer because I enjoyed it so much. The program is amazing. Like, they know what they're doing. Their coaches are good. And I think the isolation of the program in Spokane, there's nothing to do in Spokane. Like, nothing. Yeah. There's a Taco Bell. And maybe some ditch marijuana, like, that you can hang on. But, like, that's it, you know? I don't think the Zags knock them up.
Early on, I want the Zags, but I think it's going to be tough to beat Purdue. I think Purdue's on a mission. The Zags struggled because their two best players, Ryan Nembhard and Graham Ike, were transfers. Like, think of Gonzaga's run. Like, they had, like, the Drew Timmy, the Adam Morrison, you know, they had Ronnie Turioff. They had people that were stars that had been in the program the year before. Your boy Kevin Pangos. They didn't have that this year, so it took a little bit extra time to build that chemistry. Here's my player comp. I want you to take a listen to this player comp after you watch the Zags tomorrow. Graham Ike, transfer from Wyoming, lefty. Zach Randolph.
Ooh.
The way he faces
Wait. Can he?
Barely. Early Zach. Early Zach.
Okay.
The way he faces up his defenders, he's a lefty. He's got great footwork. The Jack Stigma move, old school post moves, Graham Ike. You having trouble hearing me? Ooh. We're going to have to watch that matchup later. Are you following me? How about now?
Hold on.
The knock against Purdue
is
you've got to get Zach Edey to play defense. You got to get him to stretch out on an on-ball pick and roll situations. He's got to close out. So Graham Ike will put in some work. But I think it's the year of Purdue. We're West Coast pod. I'm rooting for the Zags, but it's Purdue's year. I'm no longer a Purdue hater. My name is Kyle Wynn, and I'm no longer a Purdue Boilermakers hater.
I will say this, of all in the entire country, if you said, where would you like to go visit, see, experience, I think Purdue might be last on my list. Going back to my isolation, yeah, Purdue's going to have a good program. They recruit well, too. And Edie is a beast. I mean, if you're the best player in the country, which I think he was a unanimous first-team All-American and maybe unanimous player of the year, I think last year even. So there's a lot to be said for your resume of back-to-back player of the year, but no, right? No turning championship, or at least a Final Four. That's a good storyline. I think I've always said as Creighton's stinky.
The best place to go as we watch the San Diego State-UConn game would be to go to college in San Diego State.
Yeah. Ben, on a real, just to kind of, let me give her 5 questions on her college experience.
She's not even watching the game right now.
That doesn't matter.
I'm really Aztec, man. She'll talk about her college experience.
Something you may not want to hear.
Fun, party school, by the beach, going out. You're building your social skills at State.
Where's Steve?
Say that one. What?
Steve Fisher. Wasn't Steve Fisher coach State for some time?
Yeah, at Michigan, Brian Dutcher, I can't pronounce his name. They both came from Michigan, and Steve Fisher basically stepped down so that he could get the job at San Diego State.
Go to my other theory. So here's the tournament so far is that it's either a Duke or a UNC title.
Yeah. Are you sticking to that?
I have to because it's my only 2 brackets that are still relevant. I mean, North Carolina.
Can Duke beat Houston?
Houston did not like when I watch. This is the most continuous, besides me watching the entirety of the Cougs game, this is the most continuous NCAA I've watched. I'll be honest. Okay. But I did watch the last few minutes of that Houston game. And I feel like Duke, I'm not going to say better. I'll say it, but I think Duke's a better coach team, more disciplined team in that sense. Right. Like they're not going to give away the game where I could see Houston. And all it takes is like in a tight game, it's like 2 to 3 possessions where you give a ball up, you flip, it's a 4-point possession, you had a lay-in or whatever you did. I could see that happening. Not to say Kelvin Sampson doesn't have a discipline, you know, he doesn't have a good team. It's more or less, I think Duke's Shire's played in a tournament, right? So pretty recent history. So I think they can beat him. Do you?
I don't. I think Duke's got a lot of skilled players, but Houston's tough and gritty. I was listening to a podcast today and they're comparing the 2 teams. They're like, Duke is filled with a bunch of players who have their grandpa's trust fund. They have painted nails and they're on TikTok. Like Houston's going to like hit them in the mouth. They're so physical. They are so strong. I don't know if Duke is going to match the physicality of Houston. You know, you've played, I played. You know when you can like punk a team? I feel like you can punk this Duke team, right? Like if you just get at them, you're physical, you're strong. They don't really have the dog in them this year.
You're saying Philip Pawlowski's not a dog? He almost got knocked over by a 5'10" fraternity member on the way out of a, you know, like I see what you're saying. If they get punched in the mouth, yeah, maybe they wither and go away. Who knows? I think it's a game to watch. It's going to be a good game.
It's a great game to watch. Because everyone talks about Houston's defense, but Duke does have the potential on offense with Roach and Proctor and Philpowski and McCann. I mean, McCann had 20 points at halftime last game. Like, he's just scratching the potential of what he can do.
Yeah, and I want to give that same analogy or synopsis of Clemson. So you talked about the kids on Duke being from a lacrosse team and all that. Clemson looks like it's – so I don't know if you've experienced this back in college. You go to the rec center, and you have court one. Like, you got to be able to play on court one. Court two is where, like, you know, you go to battles, and winner gets the opportunity to go to court one. Court three and four is where you go. Clemson looks like, and this, they look like they're all from the same fraternity. Not any of them looks overly athletic, but like, you get them all together and somehow they're playing well. Like, there's, you know, guys that can do something well. And Brad Brunell looks like he's the oldest guy in the fraternity from the coaching standpoint. You know, he looks like he likes to have some fun. But for Clemson to come in, again, we talked about Gonzaga. Gonzaga was mentioned in the first four teams out probably 2 weeks before the tournament started.
Oh, yeah.
Clemson the same. Some people would argue that Clemson shouldn't have even been in the tournament in some cases, up until the ACC tournament. So there's that chip on your shoulder. And to be honest, if you went and asked Mark Few, he'd probably say, I'm playing with house money. Like, we're just like, hey, no one expects us to win. No one's talking about us. No one cares if we win in some sense. Like, well, not no one cares, but like, no one expects us to go out and win these games.
No one expects them to get this far with this team.
We're not a one seed. We're not a two seed. You know, we were barely sniffing the top 25. We didn't play well, you know, the first half of the season. So, and Clemson, like, the ACC was a little bit down this season.
But is it? They've got four teams in the Final Four.
In the Sweet 16?
I'm sorry, in the Sweet 16. Got Duke, Carolina, Clemson, and NC State. So maybe from top to bottom, the conference was a lot tougher than we thought.
The timeout. NCAA seats 11 seed. The play-in game, I think. You know, fired. Same with Clemson. Like, no one really saw that come.
I didn't see it coming. I'm just saying maybe we slept on the strength of the ACC, right? Like, everyone's talking Big 12, SEC. We saw a lot of teams go out early in the SEC and Big 12.
Illinois and Iowa State, again, probably no one's talking about. Iowa State plays phenomenal defense. Like, I watched that game and we could not get a look. When I say we, Wazoo, like, they play, those teams were exactly the same teams. Iowa State just had more experience, better athletes, because they took away the three, force you in the mid range. And if you couldn't hit a shot or rotate the ball quick enough. And I haven't watched Illinois for a second entire tourney, so I can tell you they have probably
the two polar opposites. You've got Iowa State, probably the best defensive team in the tourney, struggles a little bit offensively, and then you've got Illinois. They got Terrence Shannon Jr. and probably the best name in the tournament, Danger is playing for Illinois. I got Illinois won the Big Ten, winning this. I think Terrence Shannon's going to get downhill. He's going to be too much to stop. He's going to be too much to guard. I don't know if Iowa State can do enough on offense.
I'm going to pass on any.
Is Arizona going to come back and win down eight? They started off bad. Clemson shot the lights out. And to go back to your earlier point, Clemson looks like a lacrosse fraternity team, and they cobble together a bunch of athletes that are making an NCAA run, but they're playing well together. PJ Hall's good. They've got Wiggins hitting threes. I think Arizona came out a little scared of the moment. The pressure was on Dona.
Here's what I'll say about a team like Clemson. Look at them right now. They're running a set play, or at least they're getting in a set. If they can't score in the first three looks, four looks, that's exactly what happened, right? And that was the most athletic play I've seen since I've been watching. San Diego State, Kendall Johnson just smushed. But you're right. What I was going to say about Clemson is when you don't have the most athletic players, you got to run really good sets. And when you run really good sets, like an undisciplined defense, you're going to score a lot of the time. But I'm sure Arizona is going to make an adjustment, take away this whatever set plays they're going to run, and yeah, probably make this a game.
Well, what Clemson's done is they beat Mexico, they beat Baylor. They've really limited the transition game of Arizona. And that's how you have to beat it. It's easier said than done. I think Arizona, because they're hanging on right now, they'll make a second half run. Kayla Love will not play good first half. They're close enough. I think that they will make their run here and get behind the Arizona crowd that came to Los Angeles.
Yeah. And I think, well, I believe in what we'll see this weekend too is like depth will play a part in some of these games. A lot of these guys are going to get tired, you know, travel, weekend, so forth, emotion. And you see as the blow by there, I mean, it's the depth's going to come into it where you got to have some guys that can come in off the bench and play and give these guys a spell. If you're only six deep, seven deep throughout the season, you know, the likelihood of you making a comeback is going to be slim to none.
Yeah, and although San Diego State's coming back, 31-35, Jalen Ledee, big guy from State, I think UConn's just going to wear them down. They've got too much depth. They've got too much scoring. Like, this game's going to be in the 80s, and I don't think State's got enough players to get it into the 80s to keep up with UConn's high-powered offense.
Ooh.
Hey, are you watching The Gentlemen on Netflix?
You're talking to the wrong person in the family. Chargers finished it. I watched a little of it.
What'd you think?
It was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Why did she skip ahead without you?
Like, see, we're, you gotta understand, like, our schedules aren't aligned. So, like, you know, rather than her wait for me, you know, to be fully present and available to be able to watch it, I'm like, no, just go ahead. So I'll catch like 70 to 75%, 70, 80% of any one episode, but really be present for only like 30%. So I watched a fair amount of it. I'm just not, Char was like, it was her jam. And we, you know, when you're in the middle of a show and you go on vacation, what do? You download the entirety of the season to watch on a plane. So that's what she did. She watched half of it on the plane.
Well, don't ruin it. We're in episode 4. We like it. It's violent. It's bloody.
It is.
It's going to be but a bloodbath, just like UConn in the second half, taking out my assets, unfortunately.
Oh, see, and then that's, see, that's not in a set. You can see when Clemson scores, it's in a set. When they don't, they try to go one-on-one and they get picked, just like what's happened there.
Well, because Arizona has the athletes. They have the superior talent. So for Clemson to get buckets, they've got to run their sets. They've got to get their offense.
Exactly.
And here comes Zona. I think I'm a couple ahead of you. Here comes Zona.
I got you. Diallo is a beast out there, huh?
Yeah. I want to see Caleb Love and Arizona play UConn in the next round. I mean, that's a storyline right there.
There it is. In it, yep. God, what year did Arizona win it with Lou Dolson? 2000? Was it a 2000 or a 94?
I feel like it was like a 96.
96?
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story about that. So I think it was, I was grade, seventh grade, one of the two. This is the first gambling I ever did. Everyone put $20 and you get we did a draft. And Arizona was like a four seed. And I think they're a four seed.
Yeah, that's how they won it.
They won it as a four seed, right?
Yeah.
My last pick in the draft. Won me my first $80 gambling. Lou Olson, Mike Bibby, Michael Dickerson from Seattle.
Yeah. Miles Simon.
Who's our guy? Who's our guy that was the Kings coach up until a couple of years ago?
Luke Walton.
Yeah, living at the Kempton Inn over there.
So here, I had to pull this up in the last year of the Pac-12. 96-97, Arizona is the last time a Pac-12 school won a natty. Do the math on that. That's like, what, 27 years ago?
And you would think, right, there's what, the Power Five? So there's five premier conferences, power conferences.
So and that's before, what? UCLA won in 94-95.
But then you go back and UCLA.
Before that, yeah.
UCLA won what, 11 straight with Wooden? So go back. What year was so? Here's my thing: is Tommy Lloyd's in what, his second year?
It's his third year.
I don't know. Lute Olson looked like he was the same age for about 25 years. Like, he just didn't age.
Silver Fox. Will the Pac-12 get a natty in their last year?
You know, it'd be awesome. It would be amazing because I think all the revenue goes to the Power Two or Pac Two. I think they were
Oregon
saying,
State so and Wazoo are about to reload on this natty.
So the agreement I believe that was made was, okay, we're going to give you this exit fee, knowing that these revenues are probably coming in and agreed on, right? But knowing that these standard TV revenues are coming in, so we'll distribute those to you. Anything egregious or above and beyond, inclusive of, is ours to keep for future. So I think every win, Pac-12 win, it's $2 million back to the Ducks and Beavs. So I'm rooting for all the Pac-12 wins. Maybe so we might be able to afford a basketball coach.
What are the Cougs and the Beavers going to do for football next year?
So we did a Mountain West. We became a football affiliate of the Mountain West and I believe a baseball and basketball affiliate of the WCC.
Oh, wow.
So we'll play a WCC, mainly WCC schedule throughout the baseball or basketball and baseball season, which makes a lot of sense, right? Yeah. And then I think effectively what, and then for Olympic sports and so forth, I don't know what's going to happen. What happens there? A lot of times you can run tournaments and whatnot, golf and whatnot. But yeah, that's the plan. So, dude, with the shakeup of ADs and all this, the Cougs are not in a good position. We don't have a basketball coach. We don't have an athletic director. This master plan that's been curated, you know, when your AD is the one driving the plan and he leaves, we're not in a good spot. So we might be time Mountain West school. To be honest, a full-time Mountain West school, I would say, because it's a two-year period you take in order to either recruit or reaffiliate. So
yeah. That might not be a bad thing for the Cougs.
It's not, man. Everyone says like, and with the expansion of the college football playoff, like, you know, you win the Mountain West, you're in. You go play in a different division. Just bring that. Just say the Pac-12 still is what it is, and they expand the playoff. We win the Mountain West, we're in, more than likely, right? Figuratively, in the Pac-12, we're, you know, we don't win it, which is less, pretty likely, right? We're not going to beat Oregon, USC, UW, whomever every year. Utah, you know, you got to like, not in. Right, we're not going to be the second best team with one loss. Like, that's not going to happen. Mountain West, we'll see. I would vote for a Mountain West rather than, who knows. We'll see. We will see. All right. No. Before we wrap, I want to hear your picks. I want to hear your picks for the rest of the remainder.
Okay. UConn. Arizona, Illinois tonight, and then what's the other game? I got Carolina.
Okay, keep going.
And then tomorrow, I've got Purdue, I can need an upset here. Houston, Creighton. Give me NC State in an upset.
Wolfpack. Everyone is on
DJ Burns, DJ Horn. Go Wolfpack, go.
I like that upset. NC State needs some love. Just forgotten. Whatever it was at NC State. That's feasible, right? NC State, North Carolina.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
I need North Carolina to win it.
I mean, Bama could go nuclear. Like, they're a great three-point shooting team. They like to get up and down in transition. I think Caroline, which is a much better defensive team this year, slows down Bama. Okay. And sets up the Caleb Love versus Carolina rematch to see who goes to the Final Four. There's got to be some animosity between RJ Davis and Caleb Love. They're backcourt partners. They're partners in crime. And all of a sudden, they're split up. I would love to see those two go at it.
My next question. Can we tweet Caitlin Clark and ask her if we can be on her Big Three team?
Sure.
Unpaid.
It makes sense.
It does.
I'm the point guard. You're the big man, and she's a superstar.
Yes. Like, we're like, the narrative she wants to create is that she is so good, she can win with you and I.
That would elevate her to GOAT status.
It would.
If she could take us.
It would, absolutely. If she wins the three on three, big three with us, I mean, she is, it goes Caitlin Clark, Jordan.
Yeah. Tell Ice Cube we don't need any money. We will just take all of the endorsements that we get after we win the title.
Correct. I will be endorsed by New Balance. Dad shoes.
I'll be endorsed by Icy Hot and like some kind of like cool pack, because I will be, my there bones will be hurting.
Tiger Balm.
Tiger Balm. That will be my NIL deal with the big three. Tiger Balm.
Are you an avid sports fan, but over the age of 40? Tiger Balm.
Tiger Balm. This champion recommends Tiger Bomb.
Caitlin Clark likes the smell of it too. All right, this game is heating up. Arizona's within two. UConn's up by 9. I don't think that changes, but this Clemson Arizona game is going to get.
Arizona's get winning tight. Here. Listen, Baylor missed 2 free throws from like an 80% free throw shooter down the stretch, missed a lot of easy buckets. That was Baylor's game to lose. New Mexico just got cold. Clemson, did they get a little lucky? Yeah, half the players play lacrosse. What are they even doing here?
PJ Hall, by the way, if there was the how I play and what eats me.
That's you.
He's face up, brute. There's a little shake or shimmy or flexibility in his body, but he serviceable. He just got 3 fouls on the bench now. That could be the difference.
Uh-oh. Like, he's the guy.
He's D'ing up ball.
Caleb's coming to life here. This game's over. Podcast is over. Let's pop up.
Boom.
Caitlin Big Ben each week live, nofilter.net, Caffeine TV, YouTube. Follow us, like us, subscribe us. That helps with the algorithm. It helps us. So make sure you give us a 5-star review, like us, and subscribe us. Subscribe to us, social media, at Big Ben Caitlin _, at Big Ben Caitlin _, X, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. We're everywhere. I'm Caitlin. He's Big Ben. We'll see you next week.
Woo! Go Tigers.
Go UConn.